WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The electoral votes that will see Donald Trump taking the oath of office in 2 weeks will be counted before a joint session of Congress today. There's extra security in place because of the violence on Capitol Hill 4 years ago following Donald Trump's 2020 loss. Today, President Biden heads to the site of the New Year's truck ramming on Bourbon Street.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to arrive in New Orleans in the late afternoon today. The White House says there they will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st and meet with state and local officials. Tonight, the Bidens will attend an interfaith prayer service for peace and healing hosted by the Archdiocese of New Orleans at the city's cathedral. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel have filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's decision to block their proposed $15 billion deal. The move was the first time a U.S. president blocked a merger between a U.S. and Japanese firm. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde is suing Wisconsin TV stations, and now he's got one green light to go forward with his lawsuit. Lisa Hale reports from Brown County, where that suit was filed.
A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations, including some in northeast Wisconsin, will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accused several TV stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic Political Action Group, Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zweedmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling, but instead gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. Zweedmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks.
Now, these lawsuits are pretty rare because they're almost never successful. Without judging whether the statements in the ad are true or false, even false statements in political ads are generally protected under the First Amendment. And Wisconsin ended 2024 on a high note when it comes to clean energy. We've now got a first-of-its-kind energy dome and approval for the largest solar project in state history. Together, the Columbia Energy Storage Project and the Vista Sands Solar Project are expected to generate enough energy to power more than 200,000 Wisconsin homes. Currently, the state imports about 70% of the energy it uses. Oliver Schmitz, Associate Dean of Engineering at UW-Madison.
I think in terms of the priorities, it's not only to realize clean energy as an energy source for the entire population, but also to leverage the opportunities that come with the clean energy technologies.
Now, those opportunities can include using Wisconsin's strong manufacturing base to work toward clean energy projects, reducing pollutants that contribute to climate change, and lowering energy costs. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Milwaukee looking to get out of a rut. They've lost four of their last five games. Doc Rivers asked if his message is getting through to his players.
I think you guys think we don't say anything or something. You know, what you think, we're watching film and just it's quiet time? No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, do you think we're not saying stuff? Like, we say stuff every day. What's not happening is we're getting off the bad starts. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing right. We got to play right. We've done that. We got to get back to doing it.
NFL, for the first time in 6 years, the Bears beat the Packers. It came on a last-second field goal. The final, Chicago 24, Green Bay 22. Next, the Packers play the Eagles in Philly, Sunday at 3:30 in the playoffs.
We don't hang our heads about this. We just use it to learn, use it to go forward. You know, it is just disappointing because, you know, we should have won that game.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 10. Back to the mid-20s for your Tuesday. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 19. And we'll drop into the single digits Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly sunny and a high near 26.
Right now, it's 19.
The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin Knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Now what Jack Smith did is seek to dismiss the case without prejudice. That means they can bring charges against Trump again once he leaves office. But it's nevertheless a very serious distinction, because the status quo now is no charges against the president. Mm-hmm. You would have to upset that status quo to later bring charges again, as opposed to merely postponing the proceedings, in which case the presumption is they continue when he leaves office. Now, Jack Smith relied on the opinion of lawyers within the department who said that they thought it was required by the Constitution to dismiss the case.
Do you think the nonviolent attackers deserve to be pardoned?
The nonviolent, I think that's a violent attack, maybe intentional.
The violence itself.
Yeah.
The violent language, you think?
The violent language, yes, the intention. And, of course, the intention to attack the Vice President of the United States.
Hey, we're back live. Happy 2025. Good morning.
Good morning.
What could possibly be wrong? Happy January 6th.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning to you.
And you, and you, and you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be back because I'm a giant loser. I've
hard time. We have a lot of news.
I have biked and hiked the circumference of the globe and I have nothing else to do. Oh, should we review, Chris?
Sure.
It was a lot, wasn't it? Even if you were trying to tune out over the holidays?
Uh-huh.
I spent time with family. As I said, I biked the circumference of the moon, much like E.T.
Right.
I was like, I was riding the bike, not in the basket. Anyway, here's my point.
Well, Jimmy Carter passed away.
Yes, Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump, shockingly, made it about him. And right. Now he's whining about the flag being flown at half-staff, which, can I say, thank you, Jimmy Carter! Mm-hmm. Most of the world thinks the flag should be at half-staff for the inauguration.
Yes.
Like it has been for every president that ever has passed away.
For 30 days. It's always
that.
Thank
you. That's the rule. Okay. Thank you, Jody. Also, do we threaten to invade, I guess take over Canada and the Panama Canal and also
Greenland.
Oh, buy Greenland. Oh, that was nice of us to offer.
But he wants to take the Panama Canal back.
Yeah, by force.
From Panama.
The peace president does.
Uh-huh. And then make Canada the 51st.
Okay,
date.
We have found our first common ground of 2025. You are correct, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Trump voters are stupid.
Yes.
Too stupid. That's why we need to bring foreigners in. That seemed like a smart gambit up to the most anti-immigrant campaign in history. Uh-huh. So that big bag of rats fight has already started. What else? Did I miss anything else? Tim Russ sent me a great meme that said, hey, maybe 2025 will be better. Oh. Is that Godzilla?
We already have a plague. Bird flu has jumped to humans.
Oh, terrific. So. Good. Just in time for Bobby Brainworm. Mm-hmm. And what else? Did I miss anything, Chris? What else?
I was, of course, horrible.
We begin 2025 as we ended with technical problems. Because this is us. This is our shoestring.
Well, I mean, we had to shake off the cobwebs in this room.
Yes.
Nobody's been here for a week. So. Mm,
yes. Hello, I'll be your host, the Crypt Keeper. Good morning. Wait, what else were we saying? Oh, there were horrible terrorist attacks. And, of course, Donald Trump blamed illegal immigration, even though the guy is an American citizen born in Texas.
Right.
Okay, and then also the guy that blew up the Tesla in front of the Trump thing in Las Vegas was a MAGA Trump,
far-right,
Elon Musk, far-right fan. Uh-huh. Right. So you don't see a lot of reporting about
that. No, not at all.
Right. No.
It's all about the religious extremists.
Right.
And New Orleans.
Right.
Bye.
Right.
Who was, did I mention, an American-born
Yep.
citizen.
Yep.
Born in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should secure the rest of the country from Texas. Can we put a border
except Austin.
Except for Austin. We've always said we will airlift Austin out.
And something you mentioned before the show started, both of them are
Army veterans.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went to a right-wing site because it makes me happy.
Okay.
Because just the George Soros medal alone was, oh, God. And Hillary Clinton and Liz Cheney. Wow! Thank you, President Biden, for owning the maggots.
Yep.
As much as possible before you go. I'm for that. Oh, we have rude pundit Barb McQuaid and Victor Shi. I did say, should I put a question mark beside justice on my T-shirt?
I think Ms. McQuaid would agree.
Yeah.
Justice. I do think it's in our now warnings tent for 2025. President Biden,
a warning?
President Biden has joined many of us at this point in saying he regrets Merrick Garland.
Yes,
it's a choice for
Attorney
General.
At least he's come around.
Yes, yes. It took me. Allison Gill, who was at the party.
She was.
Our Stephanie Miller Show party is also criticizing Merrick Garland.
She's waiting if the report gets released. That's her big win. Is if the report doesn't get released, then he's
done. She's going to turn on him like a pack of junkyard dogs like the rest of us.
Yes, she will.
It's no. I was saying January 6th, and when we were at the DNC, I got to talk to Sergeant Gannell, which we were going to try to play, but it was just too noisy from the DNC. It was out in the – but just a lovely – and I always said this, is it bothers me that not enough has been said about the officers that took their own lives.
Yeah.
For anybody whose family or who knows someone that was, you know, that's been touched by suicide, that is just as legitimate as,
absolutely,
you know, the other deaths. And so, you know, this January 6th, it's just it's just symbolic for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. Did I miss anything in the holiday show? Oh, I mentioned our holiday, but the Stephanie Miller Show, Meet My Big Sister holiday party.
Yes.
I had a fantastic time with my big sister and her family.
Yes.
And can I just tell you, here's one reason I have hope in 2025. It is summed up in two words, Mark Hamill.
Yes.
The force is still with us.
Oh, he was amazing.
So they live not close to here, and they did not think they were going to be able to make it. My nephew, Robin, is, like most people, like just an unbelievable fan of Mark Hamill, and so I felt terrible because
he was nice.
You know, LA, like you're like, I can't guarantee. Like, I think he's coming, but I don't. You know, he bought Star Wars toys and stuff for him to sign, and he, you know, he was anyway. Oh my God, can I tell you the look on my nephew and other people's faces when the Force was indeed with us? I feel like we need Star Wars music for this.
Okay.
When Luke Skywalker showed up, even though yes, I know I haven't. Technically, Jody watched the whole movie, but I get the whole idea. Does Luke Skywalker, good guy, Darth Vader, bad guy?
You haven't even watched one whole movie?
Luke, I am your father. These are not the droids you're looking for. Princess Leia with the braids.
I have not seen it.
I get it. I get the whole. I get the idea.
You haven't seen any of the movies?
Blow up the Death Star. Wah.
There's like a zillion.
Yes, Mark Hamill said that to me at LA Sexy. He confronted me because you keep bringing it up.
Well,
I've seen enough of it. I understand.
No, you don't.
My point is, Mark Hamill is Luke Skywalker. He is a hero.
Have you seen any of his other movies?
Yes.
Like,
I love Mark Hamill. Like, with the heat of a thousand white hot droids.
What other?
Oh, shut up, Chris. Anyway, here's my beautiful.
I'm gonna get
story.
On more. I've seen all of them. So
my nephew lives in Little Salisbury, North Carolina, and it was the highlight of his life. And Mark Hamill did that. And seeing them sitting in the living room, I just started crying because he's just such a. He is literally the kindest.
He really is.
Most generous human in Hollywood.
It's very
well,
sweet.
Maybe Carol Burnett as well.
She's okay.
Yeah.
I'm her daughter,
but yeah, but you know she does. He does have that in common with your mom. He's used to people just like falling
yes.
apart.
Yeah,
when they meet him,
and you develop strategies on how to deal with that. I'm sure.
Yes. But anyway, it was just incredibly generous because he knew how much, you know, my nephew in particular really wanted to meet him, and so he just. But that's like, you know, he's going to be in the resistance with us. There's a lot of us that are, you know what, we rested up. To self-care, I biked, I hiked, I spent time with family, do what you love with who you love, and then we got to get back in the fight, you know? This is our country, too. We love this country, too. Oh, Commander Tovok was also there.
He was.
As I said, Tim Russ.
Also a very
Tuvok
kind human.
Tovok?
Yes. Who else is going to be lighting up our life? Debbie Boone was at the party. Mm-hmm. Leslie Ann Warren.
Pookie looks like she's 20.
Pookie is still horny. Yes, and she still looks 20, like in Victor Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Like when she played Cinderella. She was 19 when she played Cinderella.
Yeah.
All right. Can I tell you the entire reason?
She was also
first
in Clue.
Of all,
she was in Clue. She was fantastic.
Understand how important humor is going to be. It is our weapon. It is that is what, right, that they hate, that we're not going to lay down and die and be depressed, that we are going to laugh at them. And can I just say two other words why I have hope? Those two words are Paula Poundstone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Paula came to the party. As she does. First of all, she wore a backpack for the whole party.
The
I was
time.
Like, would you want to go get a drink? She doesn't drink, but I said, do you want a soda or something? She's like, oh, no, I bring my own. I was like, oh, is dinner in there, too? Or are you going to take that off? She's like, no, I have trust issues.
I don't
blame
her. Coke
out of her own backpack. Okay, she is a delightfully quirky mother. I just
yes.
love her.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so can I just... So even the emails that Paula Pound sends you are like her brilliant comedy routines. So... Mm-hmm. I just have to read these because I got these the day of the party. It was an afternoon party. It was still the same day. First of all, she keeps saying I live on a cliff. I don't live on a cliff of any kind.
Well, you're up a hill.
You're up a hill.
You're up a hill.
I mean, part of her humor is just based on lying. She just, let's face it, she's... Dear Stephanie, thank you so much for having me at your party. I had a lovely time. I'm so glad I decided to weather my social anxiety and impaired night vision to attend. The food was great and the company was wonderful. With the help of the valet parkers, a skilled team of mountain climbers, ropes, quality carabiners, I was able to recover my car and make it home. You shouldn't be allowed to not be on the radio. Love, your pal, Paula Poundstone. She always signs it her entire name. Like, yeah. I wouldn't... Okay, hang on. That's... Are you ready for the one more thing email?
Oh,
day
sure.
of the party.
Okay.
One more thing. Stephanie... I forgot to tell you this. I used your restroom early on at the party. It was dark in there, and I don't see very well. So when I went in to dry my hands, I didn't see a towel. I did see the decorative paper towels, but I didn't realize it was the last one until I'd already picked it up.
Uh-oh.
It was probably just there for decoration, you know, for the guests to comment on should the conversation lag. I looked under the sink for more, but they weren't there. It was only then that I happened to see the terry cloth hand towel, which is probably what I was supposed to use the whole time. I meant to tell you about the incident when I came out, but there was a lot of people there, and I got distracted. I get distracted very easily. Did I ever tell you about the time our family bunny had black spots on it the evening before we were flying to Massachusetts on vacation? We had to take him to the vet. It turned out to be he had an injury, and the black spots were actually on the maggots that were on the wound.
Oh, no.
Not M-A-G-A-T-S maggots, maggots. The vet said it was a good thing because they were eating the bad skin. Anyway, you're out of those paper towels. Love, Paula Poundstone.
So you could replenish after everybody had left.
And she is correct. Yeah. And I ordered new hand towels. And I urge you to hire Paula Poundstone to come do a, you know, look-see at your place if you're having a party to see if you're stocked up, because I was not.
It's a detail that you missed.
I did miss that. Thank you, Paula Poundstone.
No, the all friends that I brought had a wonderful time, too.
So. Yes. Yeah. Our ring boy from Los Angeles,
yes.
Sexy Liberal Christian. Wow.
Yep.
Wow,
yep.
Was there.
Yeah.
I looked at him and went, oh, I know you.
touched his
I was just, I know
chest.
You. I didn't touch him.
Can I tell you one of my main concerns, because I am a liberal helper and a lover, is Herschel Walker. Now, when he is the new ambassador to the Bahamas, because, you know, he carries that little fake badge with him everywhere. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's, because in the Bahamas, you're just going to wear swim trunks. I don't think he's bright enough. He's going to put it on his chest. He's going to pin it to his chest without, and then
he'll pierce his nipple with it.
Right. Someone needs to remember, to tell him to remember to put a shirt on before he puts his fake badge on when he goes to. All right. I'm a helper.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Except when it comes to paper towels.
Yes. Decorative hand.
Stingy.
What? I will bring them down to show Paula Pounce on camera that I have purchased new decorative hand towels. All right. Happy 2025, everybody.
Yes. It is 2025.
Yeah. What? We have a Rocky Mountain Mike song to kick things off in just a sec. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion.
That's right.
Yeah. Religious extremism again, uh-huh. Right? Season. I don't know what to tell you. It is a new year. It's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They are a leading voice for a separation of church and state, standing up for your rights, a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science. Science? Do we still have that? Mm-hmm. Reason in government. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action, ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. We can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties. Tax fees may apply.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Something to look forward to in 2025. Maybe we'll get Carney Wilson back on the show and she'll play her farts that she has recorded into her phone, particularly our favorite, which is she has named Toboggan.
Sure.
Toboggan. Fart jokes aren't going away, and neither is Karen in Chicago. Happy New Year, Karen.
Happy New Year. Happy 2025. What could possibly go wrong?
What could
this year?
Possibly. Yes. Go ahead.
Stephanie, there's a lot of big names coming to your party. I was wondering if I could offer myself up as the official Sherpa of the Stephanie Miller Show shuttle people up the hill, up to the cliff.
Sure. Yeah, the cliff.
Is that possible?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, next time.
Listen, I just have to say, happy January 6th. We can never forget. You know, you were talking about the extremists who carried out terror attacks, you know, in front of Trump Tower and then the one in New Orleans.
Yeah.
The common ideology, whether it's ISIS or MAGA, they are all radicalized to violence.
Yeah.
Political extremism.
Thank you.
This is the common thread. This is their ideology anyway.
Yep. All right.
So, yeah, I think we're going to have more of the same. But
back. Thank you, sweetheart. Me too. I mean, that is the biggest story that the media misses, mm-hmm. is like Chris Ray. Oy, I wasn't a fan, but.
No. Right.
I mean, 90-something percent of our problem is right-wing violence in America. And here it is again from the Trump, you know, quote-unquote assassination attempts or where they're all maggots.
Yep.
And the media just doesn't pretends this isn't happening. Okay, here's something else in 2025 we still have. Rocky Mountain Mike.
In the year 2025.
Sing it.
If democracy can survive. If Steffi's still alive,
what?
You may find.
What?
No.
What have you heard?
In the year 2025, Trump ain't gonna tell the truth, just more lies. Everything he thinks, do and say is something Elon dreamed of yesterday. In the year 2025, we're up to our neck in all of his jive. You won't have a thing to do, but listen to Steph, Karen and Sue. In the year 2025, you'll feel like your power subsides, but you will pray, wait and see, for a blood clot straight from KFC. Whoa. In the year 2025,
If terrestrial political left-wing talk radio can't survive,
oh God,
if Steffi's still alive, you may find.
Wow, the only songwriter in America can get terrestrial progressive radio into a song.
Yeah,
that's not easy to scan.
No, it's not.
All right, speaking of heroes of democracy, like Rocky Mountain Mike. And to his point, Mark Elias tweets, the solution for the media's current state of affairs is not to shuffle between one corporate outlet to another, but rather to support independent media outlets who are not beholden to corporate overlords. We will never, ever surrender. We will never bend the knee here at the Stephanie Miller Show. We shall fight them on the beaches and the whatever. The
whatever.
Rest of the places.
You're so eloquent, just like Churchill.
She really is.
Reed Pundit next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Within Madison city limits, the first Christmas tree collection cycle begins today, so you'll want to have it out at the curb if you're ready for it to leave the house. The Madison Streets Division will be out all week grabbing them. But if you're not ready yet, that's okay. The next tree collection cycle begins in 2 weeks on the 21st. And if you'd like to see your tree get a new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Ochsner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. I checked with the staff at Henry Vilas Zoo here in Madison. They said they do not need Christmas trees, though. Lake Mendota froze just long enough for somebody to win $1,000. Last month, we told you about the Mendota Freeze Contest hosted by the Clean Lakes Alliance. People submitted their guesses of when they thought the lake would freeze over. Now, it's the State Climatology Office who officially makes that determination. They say it froze on Christmas Day, but just barely. According to the Clean Lakes Alliance, there was a bunch of fog and the ice melted quickly. But that still counts. Director James Tai on how they used to determine whether the lake was frozen.
They decided that if you could get into a boat with a keg of beer and not get across the lake, it was frozen. So, you know, everything revolves back to boating and maybe a little beverage or two. But that's the official way, and that's still how we track it. It's not if the whole lake is frozen. It's just frozen at its most major points.
Now it's a much more scientific process, but the principles are pretty much the same for the state climatologists. Now, 21 people correctly guessed that the lake would freeze over on Christmas. So the Clean Lakes Alliance did a random drawing, and Dan Standiford's name was picked. He said he's entered the contest for years, and he's never even come close until now. He won a $1,000 gift card from Land's End. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 10. Back to the mid-20s for your Tuesday. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 19. And we'll drop into the single digits Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly sunny and a high near 26.
Right now, it's 19.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Now, it didn't end that day. As you know, he called out to these people to continue their violence. My husband being a victim of all of that, and it's still, he still has injuries from that attack. So it just goes on and on. It isn't something that happens and then it's over. No, once you are attacked, you have consequences that continue. So I don't, it's really a strange person who's going to be president of the United States who thinks that it's okay to pardon people who are engaged in an attack.
No, pardon me. Speaker Nancy Pelosi?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We, speaking of which, we were saying, obviously, violence marred the holidays as it does. And we, many of us were concerned knowing who would generally be out partying at 3:15 in the morning.
Right.
This guy.
Hey,
yeah.
Ruth, don't say things bad.
I can set my alarm for it.
You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter. Max out and let Freddie in.
Rude. Happy Rude New Year to you.
Good morning. You know, I've got my buffalo horn hat all ready to go. I'm ready to head to D.C. if I get the word. I'm ready. I've got a crap locked and loaded for Mike Johnson's desk. Come on, let's do this.
All right. I knew that you would go right to the poo jokes before I
That's
could
right.
get there. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. No, I was, because I know you're from New Orleans, and so and most people did assume that you would be out partying still at, you know, drunk on Hurricane Punch at 3:15 in the morning, but you were not.
I was yeah. there, but I was on the opposite side of the quarter. I was on Frenchman Street, and because of how hard we hit it early, I was in bed by 3:15.
Okay.
It really was a shame. It really was, you know, generally
me too.
I would feel ashamed by that. But.
Yeah, me too. But we mean in the afternoon. We're all in
right.
bed by three.
Oh, God,
yeah. Yeah. But it was very strange. It was also strange when the fact that so many people immediately jumped to assume it was a MAGA.
Excuse me, so many people? The Trump, right?
Well,
based
no,
on,
that,
based
it
on
a... It was a MAGA, and not an
right.
immigrant, a MAGA.
No, that's just what I mean, but I mean, you know, obviously it was based on a faulty Fox News
right,
report
right.
that, oh, this guy, it's all about, oh, I told you, the media, and
yeah.
Biden about the illegal immigration. And he shoots his, this is what it's going to be like for 4 years, where he shoots his big mouth off
yeah.
before any information is in. It's based on a lie on Fox News, of course, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And all policy will be made around the lies
That's right.
rather than reality.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in Las Vegas, Republicans Against Trump said, remember all the MAGA conspiracy theories about the Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump Hotel? We've now learned Matthew Leivelsberger, is that his name, the driver of the Tesla Cybertruck, was an American citizen, a highly decorated Army vet who was a big supporter of Trump and Musk. He believed Democrats should be culled from Washington
yeah.
by violence if necessary and hoped his own death would mark the start of a national rebirth of masculinity. Led by Trump, Musk, and RFK Jr. I can't wait to find out MAGA's new conspiracy theory about the incident. I mean, it doesn't matter. The minute there's facts in, they just they're off to something else. You're right.
Yeah. Have you read his whole
yes.
couple of statements that he left?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a combination of Fox News talking points.
Thank you.
And a Steve Bannon monologue. You know.
Yeah.
It's exactly what they say on Twitter all the time.
Yeah. I mean, this is the story. I opened the show, Rude, saying that the mainstream media just is too, and now even more than ever, is more too scared to. The two Trump assassination attempt. They're maggots. They're not Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is what's going to happen. Once Trump's in, they're going to say everything. They're just going to lie and say everything is left-wing violence when here we are again, 90-something% of this is right-wing violence,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and we get and you know, we get billionaires buying up media and gutting them, like what's happening at the Washington Post right now, what's happening at the LA Times.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting it's going to be down to what? The New York Times and, you know, the occasional reporter at the Wall Street Journal that gets to do a real article.
Yeah. Well, this is, yes, our hero of democracy. Stealing that from Bob Seska. Whoever gets the jingle first owns it. Okay. But what is her name, Ruud and Tenas? Am I saying that right? Tensas? God bless her. Washington Post editorial cartoonist who has been with the newspaper for 16 years just quit her job after the cartoon Below, which depicts Post owner Jeff Bezos and other CEOs bowing to Donald Trump, was spiked. And it's another huge blow to the credibility of the once great newspaper. I mean...
And I love the editor saying, well, no, the reason why we did it wasn't the content. It's because we already talked about that. And I'm like, have you read a newspaper? You talk about the same things all the time.
Yeah.
When did repetition become a problem?
And so in this, so the Vegas guy, he left behind two messages critical of Democrats and American culture. He had sought mental health treatment for the Department of Veterans Affairs, was found not to have been homicidal or suicidal. I mean, part of the story, you know... As Lawrence O'Donnell and everyone lost their shizzle, but he's right as usual, whether it's how veterans are getting treated for, you know, PTSD, but I mean, because obviously the guy, the other, which one, New Orleans guy, right? Like he was going to kill his family first. There is a through line in all of these. There is always a restraining order somewhere. There's misogyny and, you know, extremism
and
of some kind.
And untreated PTSD from having spent time in the military.
Lawrence O'Donnell, I love this. This is from a right-wing site. Everybody has sparked widespread criticism. He is always right, can I just say that? Saying military veterans are a greater source of terrorism in the United States than illegal immigrants. That is provably true. He said the simple fact is this country has suffered more deadly terrorism at the hands of American-born citizens who are veterans of the United States military than people who have crossed into this country at the southern border. It is very clear the evidence that if you want to worry about terrorism is in this country, the U.S. Army is a much bigger problem than the southern border. And he went all the way back to Tim McVeigh. And he's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you could go back further than that. I mean, you know, with assassins and other things, and you know, the fact that that even in the first quarter of after one quarter of the 21st century is now into, we still aren't doing enough to help our veterans with mental health. It's just ridiculous.
And Republicans always want to cut VA benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, it's we've got to figure out how to take back all these narratives. I mean, there's a story after story about how great every single barometer is in this country right now economically. Otherwise, the border crossings at a 4-year low. I mean, it completely the opposite of you know, what Trump was able to sell by disinformation to, you know, however many 77 million Americans. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris, did you...
No, getting back to, you know, veterans with PTSD, there are systemic issues with that, too, because I was listening to the Vegas guy's ex-girlfriend talking this morning, and she said, you need to get help. You need to get some mental help. And he said, I can't, because then I'd lose my deployment.
Yeah. And also, there's a macho thing. He talked about masculinity in there, but that's the other thing about veterans saying, I'm going to look weak if I go ask for help.
Well, it's not just that. It's also an economic thing. Yeah. He couldn't provide for himself if he lost his paycheck and he went to go get mental help.
Yeah.
That is a problem that we have.
I agree.
He called on fellow service members and anyone else who believed the country was on the wrong track to engage in a purge of the country's capital. As we sit here on January 6th, Ruud, he said he specifically called on Democrats to be culled from Washington. Dear God. He said, try peaceful means first, but be prepared to fight to get the Dems out of the federal government and military by any means necessary. They must all go, and a hard reset must occur for our country to avoid collapse. He praised Trump, Kennedy, Musk, was critical of Biden, Harris, diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's, it reads like, Fox News, Steve Bannon transcript, you name it, right?
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting that that there's sympathy for him. And, you know, yes, only a few people were injured in what he did versus what the New Orleans attacker did.
Yeah.
But they're both terrorists. They're both terrorists.
Yeah.
They're both committing violence to a for a political end.
Yeah. And this was the other part. I'm just not going to read the whole manifesto. He said, thankfully, we rejected the DEI candidate.
Yeah.
And we'll have a real president instead of weekend at Bernie's.
Oh,
I mean, and this was all and here's the thing, you know, everybody's talking about the Washington Post reporting that President Biden feels like he would have won. And, you know, here we go, right? We're still in the, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, like, what if we, I mean, first of all, you can understand he's the only one that beat Trump. He had an amazing record. So you can understand him feeling like, and maybe, but, you know, to me, it still would have been a disinformation like that, that the ages, would have gotten him like the misogyny racism got Harris. But what do you think?
Yeah, no, it would have been endless. And and imagine that your last words on earth are, you know, like you're repeating a Don Jr. tweet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your message to the world.
I mean, that's the thing, Rudin, at this point, like, we're never going to know. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, based on his, but you know, then we go back and blame the media for why his approval ratings are so bad when every single barometer, every single indicator is that he has done a fantastic job and is handing Donald Trump, you know, a great economy and on and on. So, you know, I again, disinformation would have worked either way, I think. So I'm kind of go back to one last thing. Lawrence O'Donnell was always right. He was the one saying it is too late for Joe Biden to get out. So whoever we got there, whether you think he should have gotten out earlier, he shouldn't have run again at all, he said it's too late. Do you know what I mean? Like nobody, historically, I mean, Kamala Harris just had too short a runway.
Well, I mean, I think Kamala Harris was consulted to death.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
That the inspirational and the aspect of her campaign in the early part, that attack on the weirdness of Republicans, that faded, and they decided to go right wing with, you know, trying to appeal to this narrow swath of Republicans whose minds might be changed. That aside, I mean, yeah, the media would have been unrelenting on Biden, and you know, it used to be that we would debate people from the same set of facts. You know, we'd say, okay, here are the crime statistics.
Thank you. We didn't lose on the economy. We lost on disinformation about the economy.
Right. We'd say, okay, here's what's going on with crime. How do we continue this good trend? And the right would say, oh, we need to hire more police. And the left would say, well, we need to do something about, you know, what makes criminals. And we'd have that debate based on the actual information. And now we're sitting here going, no, here's the actual information. And they're saying, who cares? I feel like crime is high because I feel unsafe when I see an unhoused person.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right. I'm still going to cry every day for the rest of. Did you see this? Ruben Gallegos, Senator Gallegos' son, talking to Kamala Harris.
Day, isn't it? It's a long day, I know, but you know what?
I'm sorry you did it.
Oh, you know what, sweetheart? But you know what? You know what? Don't you worry about it, because there's still so much work to do. So it's not that we can win, we're not defeated, right? You know what that word defeated means? Are we defeated? No, we're not defeated, right? That's right, baby. That's right.
Aww. So sweet.
I love her so much. She's magic with children like Barack Obama is, but yeah.
I wish I felt that way. I just, you know, As I wrote this week, I have abandoned hope.
No.
No.
No, no, no. But I've abandoned
hope. Yeah, grumpy mother. And get back in the fight.
And we've linked to your piece at StephanieMiller.com.
But it's about hoping for something, you know, something big to happen. Hoping that some magical thing, some Mueller, some Jack Smith, something.
He's still going to get sentenced unless justice gets, you know.
I get it, but apparently.
Without lube again.
Apparently being a felon now in Florida doesn't matter. You can still vote and become president, you know.
No, I know.
Who knew?
I'm just, at least the sentencing will go on record. A convicted felon will be going into the White House. You know what you did? You watched too many, like you wrote in your piece, like movies about suicidal snowmen, tortured ghosts, and pole-frozen tongues. Some things are a tradition around the Rude House. See, it's just, I did that too. I watched too much bad acting in Christmas movies. And now, Yeah. You beloved reruns, you said, are that right, that were good for your soul? Which was was your favorite?
What's my favorite? I like the Invader Zim Christmas.
Aww.
And I like all of the other reindeer, which
That as well. I love that.
My
special.
Favorite tweet of the holidays was, this Christmas Eve, let's all take a moment here in Los Angeles to remember the survivors of Nakatomi Tower.
Yes. Did you watch Violent Christmas?
It's a diehard joke, isn't it?
It is. Diehard joke. It's a Christmas movie.
And you know what we watched on Christmas Day? We watched Gremlins.
That's also a Christmas movie.
The people I was with didn't said, no, that's not a Christmas movie. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, it is.
Pretty much a Christmas movie.
I should have stopped at Hot Frosty about the horny melting snowman.
Well,
I don't know.
I watched Eyes Wide Shut, which is a Christmas movie.
Oh,
Violent Christmas. That's excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, Long Kiss Goodnight. That's one of
there
my
you go.
Other favorites.
I knew the holiday was over when I paid for a movie I've already seen. I didn't realize I'd already seen it. I was like, oh, I paid $3 for this.
New Year's Eve,
the movie New Year's.
There's a movie
I tried the Maria Callas, Angelina Jolie movie because she's hot, but oh, God.
Oh,
if I want to watch a suicidally depressed, boring, crazy woman, I'll just look in the mirror. What?
But can you sing like Maria?
No, I cannot. I can't even sing.
Oh, I upset so many people by saying I thought Nosferatu was hilarious.
Oh boy.
I passed on that one too. My friends went. I was like,
No, that's not your kind of movie stuff.
No.
I thought it was campy as hell.
Get out. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Oh,
see ya.
I'm being tossed?
You are.
Yeah, we're late. See ya.
I didn't even get to make a hot, frosty semen joke.
You know what? See, and that's why. That's why. Goodbye. Yeah. Get out. All right.
You overstayed your welcome, Rude.
Yeah, once again.
Right.
Rude. He's just rude.
50 all minutes. Right. 50. I'll take my hot,
goodbye.
Frosty elsewhere.
Stop talking. 50 minutes. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. See, you can make a difference. Don't be a grumpy mofo like Rude Pundit. Yeah. Get back in the game. Get back in the fight. The state of the world, I know, angry, depressed, overwhelmed, right? Like we're going the wrong way. Is that a Christmas movie or just
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay, there's one thing you can do. Switch your phone to Credo Mobile. They are a progressive phone company, so every month Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. There you go. Look, that's a warm fuzzy you just got in the new year. All these nonprofits that we love that are going to need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Switching is so easy. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy January 6th. Christopher, it's time for your very first opportunity to be wrong in 2025.
Let's go.
Who said if the president goes forward with pardoning vast numbers of people involved in January 6th violence, he will begin his new administration the way he ended his last administration, and that is by celebrating violence against our democracy? Who said that?
Hermie, the elf that wanted to be a dentist.
No, newly appointed Senator Adam Schiff of the great, great state of California. Oh, I have another guess the quote for you. Who said, hey, Fox News, OANN, you other far-right opinion outlets, are y'all going to cover the Vegas Tesla bombers' far-right manifesto to purge America of all Democrats, or are you going to ignore it because it's inconvenient to your message? Who said that?
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, that was close. You. I know you. I see
that was
you.
Very close.
I see you. Yeah. That was Chris Boy on the, is that on the Blue Sky or the Threads?
I post to both.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, to yours and Rude Pundit's point, Covey also threaded, notice how the media is ignoring how Matthew Leibsberger, I don't know, called for militias to purge Democrats from the government, but if he had said the same thing about Republicans, there would be entire segments and panel discussions about how Democrats need to tone down their rhetoric and what Congress can do to protect lawmakers. Thank you.
Yep.
I am done with this double standard in the media this year. Dean Obadala, our friend, said, when you read the Vegas Bombers Manifesto, it's clear bomber was a MAGA terrorist attack. Yes, he had PTSD, but in his final note, he praised Trump, praised MAGA agenda, literally calls for killing Democrats in Washington. If exact words, but all about ISIS, they would not hesitate to call him a terrorist. Yep. Once again, far-right terrorism strikes in America. All right, we have Barb McQuaid on Trump sentencing, January 6th, pardons, and more. Next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is a major snowstorm headed east. Washington, D.C. shut down for the most part today. As much as a foot of snow could fall there. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on what's happening in the nation's capital.
Well, it's a snow day for just about everybody here in Washington, D.C., but not for Congress. By federal law, Congress must come into session today. They are on track and set to count the electoral votes, certifying the election results for President-elect Donald Trump. Presiding over it all will be his own former rival, Vice President Kamala Harris. Fulfilling her constitutional duties.
Today is the four-year anniversary of the January 6th Capitol insurrection and has been declared a national security event. President Biden heads to New Orleans today, site of the deadly New Year's truck ramming that left 14 people killed, a first lady traveling.